See, I am not nude.
But you're top.
Oh.
But you are topless.
But I am topless.
He just got done with the shift that dangles.
It was denim. It was denim night.
It was country night.
I gotta say, you're smoother than I envisioned.
Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast audience, welcome to Scratch 217. How you doing today? This episode, we go over our normal ridiculous stuff. Eloy comes up with some new ways to beat the Miami Heat. And then Ryan shares the story of the milk jug. Stay tuned for that. You're not going to want to miss it. And things are never going to be the same after that. But I feel it's a road that we need to go down. So until then, I'll see you on the other side.
You know, whatever. I'm not.
But why are you the target?
I don't know.
You think he'd go after me?
I don't think he wants. I think he comes after me because he knows I'm not going to come back hard.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't think he wants to get in a real fight. He knows I'll be like, dude, hey, stop it.
So stop what are it. The categorizations of these different types of drunk? A Budweiser drunk versus a rum drunk.
Just, you know, kind of general mood. I don't know. You don't feel that way? You just get one drunk and it doesn't matter what you're drinking?
If I drink beer, I'm pretty chill and I can regulate it.
Right.
I don't enjoy wine. I just don't have the palate for it. But if I drink anything, any hard liquors, any spirits of any type, I get angry. I get like that short temper.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't get just generally angry, but I get like a quick fuse.
Quicker.
So it won't take much to I'll just get fly off the handle for no reason. It's stupid.
Are you that? Well, how are you, Doc?
Different, completely different. If I drink booze, Jack Daniels is usually my drink of choice. If I drink booze, I'm a mellow guy. I can drink lots of it, knock it out of hand. You know, be pretty respectful, go home, complete the evening. If I drink beer, if I get past beer number three, I kind of turn into like a wild man. Like it's true. I can't drink beer really well. Like I'm getting a little better at it and like chilling out, but it used to be, I remember when a young man, you know what I mean? Pounding cans of cheap beers. If I got to that point, boy, it was like instant asshole. Like not like a jerk or fighting or anything, but like, you know.
Yeah, just.
It really brought out the, I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, I don't get physically violent. I get nasty, mean.
No, yeah, I get a little crazy. I get a little amped up. And for me, you know, that's because I'm so animated, usually.
You are?
No, I'm not. Right. I'm not. So it's I get really out of character.
See, like drinking beer, I'm kind of like with Bales, kind of like mellow and can just enjoy myself. But when I drink liquor, I'm like giggly and, you know, I'm a happy drunk when I drink liquor.
You get giggly, huh?
Yeah.
No, I drink beer. I'm pissing in the alley. It gets out of hand quick. It's, you know what I mean? Just instant frat boy shit. Like, yeah, don't tell me I won't throw the ball over that hill. I'll do it. I'll throw it right now. I'll throw it. I bet I'm faster than you are, too. And I'm not even, you know, I'm not very competitive or whatever.
You're like frat guy drunk.
Right.
You take liquid courage to its limit, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't push that limit very often. I've done it a couple times and it's never gone well. So
booze with Florida heat, that must be like an extra kick.
Yeah.
Unless I don't know, would you think heat would be an advantage or a disadvantage?
To what, drinking?
Maybe you sweat more of it out.
Or I don't know. Let's ask him. Eloy, when you're drinking in the flat of heat, is it you're drunk faster? Or can you drink more because you're sweating it out?
I don't know the difference.
That's true.
I'm always
there's no control for that experiment. Very good.
Second question: are you sitting in that vinyl chair naked?
Yes.
No comment. Oh,
If you sit, if you sit forward or lean forward, is it going to go?
My your Bengals and berries are touching vinyl.
Can you go to a Mad Maker Show mode here? Can we just get the headshot?
You want the headshot?
Just dim the light.
Yeah, dim the light. Let's go floating head.
We have to clear something up here because you have a Dingles and a berries, plural for both.
Multiples.
Yes. Wow. Multiple Dingles everywhere. There's Dingles all over the place.
Double Dingles.
You get a Dingle and you get a Dingle.
Very giving of the Dingle.
I got stuck over there with John and this whole thing about this whole workers' comp thing and all that. And we just, there was arguments and all that.
Is that where you took your clothes off, or did you wait until you got home?
Is that how you won the argument?
No, I don't. It wasn't about winning the argument. I hate final, like resolute, cannot be, when there's obviously a way around something. Like, I don't like, you know, no, it can't be. It's sort of like, I don't know, man. Like, Emperor Rome has no bidets. You know,
what the are you talking about right now?
Oh, no, because I'm still in the conversation that I was on the other.
Okay, well, stop that. Let's have a new conversation with us.
Well, remember, this podcast is about nothing. So I could just say Mickey Mouse, Starbucks.
So you were having some kind of argument. Was the solution that the winner of strip poker wins? I mean, what is going on here?
Dude, it's Florida. Do you not ever in your house take your shirt off and are shirtless?
Yeah, but not on a video.
And how's it feel? Does it feel better to be with a shirt or without a shirt in your house?
With.
Oh, you guys are weird.
We've been down this road already. I told you, man. I need clothing. I need armor.
No, dude, when you're
nude, protect me from a harsh world.
When you're nude, like I am now, completely nude, pleather touching,
hell bent for pleather,
Dingles rubbing pleather. This is the natural state of man.
Pleather and skin does not sound like.
When you stand up, it's going to look like the lid of a Domino's box that's been crushed.
Okay, that's it, Bales.
Oh, no.
Here you go, Bales. See, I'm not nude.
Ooh.
Ooh, got the crotch shot there.
I was afraid to look up when they moved the camera. I looked down instantly. Right.
See, I am not nude.
But you're topless. But you are topless.
But I am topless.
He just got done with the shift at Dangles.
It was denim night.
It was country night.
I gotta say, you're smoother than I envisioned.
there you go.
I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, no comment.
I mean, it was with such a compliment. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm flattered.
I love how Doc leaves the plastic six pack ring on his last beer.
What? Yeah, don't you guys do that? That's just classy. It's a four pack because they were pounders.
Oh.
They won't sell you six pounders because I'm not an adult. And if I buy six of them.
Did you guys go through Bale's accident and all that already?
No, we were shitting on you.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know about that. You popped into the private messenger thing. And I was ragging on you. And then later I actually felt for a little bit bad because I was ragging on Bales. And I see you slit your finger. What the heck is wrong with you, dude?
I don't know.
Are you accident prone?
He's a savage.
No, I it's just
get in there and get shit done.
It's been lately, just lately, this past year, this uninvited guest has been hanging around me named Murphy.
What a dick.
And shit just keeps going wrong.
Well, it's weird because did it start with the bike or was it before the bike you had an issue?
Oh, with my personal injuries? The bike was the first one.
Because you were talking on one of our previous podcasts, which the listeners can find readily available on all podcasting sites. You were mentioning, and it's a good episode too, where I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Download wherever podcasts are sold.
Oh yeah. You were saying that, man, you know, I'm getting a little bit pudgy and I'm going to start doing exercise because, you know, and I'm like telling you, Bales, you're freaking old, man. We're old. I mean, get with it, man. Don't you understand that we're like our parents' age when we thought that they were old and now we're old?
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, you had an epiphany. I could see it, you know, when I said that. And I actually thought to myself, we've broken Bales. And then the next day, you end up bicycling and busting your freaking, like, what is it, the tibula or some shit like that?
I broke my hand.
You broke your freaking hand, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? But backtracking, it has been a really crappy year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
My goodness.
A lot of damage to the house and then fighting with the insurance company and then fighting with the bank about getting the money and then fighting with... Or not fighting with, but dealing with contractors that no show or no call.
And then you start breaking body parts.
Yeah, so then stuff. I'm like, I'm carrying a little bit of extra weight. Because a couple of years ago, I could just skip a meal and boom, 10 pounds gone.
Well, yeah, but that's...
But now, now it's hanging around and I see that my face is, you know, chubbier and it's harder to put on my socks and my lower back hurts. So,
I understand that totally, dude.
So I have an elliptical in the basement, and I have free weights, but I get kind of bored, so I like the bicycle, because it's like a change of scenery. And there's a bunch of trails, and a big esker, and a bunch of hills. And I don't jump or anything, I just cruise around and try to get cardio. I just happen to wipe out on sand, take a nasty spill, and break my hand and crack a few ribs, but...
But you know what's funny about that? Not that it was funny, but it was pretty funny. Actually took the time. It's so telling of us... Nowadays, you actually took the frickin' time to frickin' take a picture of that moment with the bike on the ground, and you were probably just sitting there in pain, and you frickin' took a snapshot and posted it to your social media butterfly.
The bike on the ground was from the week before when I was riding the Esker.
Well, don't ruin it, dude.
I just ruined your story.
Yeah, you just ruined the whole adventure of it.
So anyway, the hand's pretty good. It's been like 6 or 7 weeks.
That's amazing, dude. So you do heal pretty fast for an old guy.
Yeah, you know. I think it's all the beer.
Yeah, it's probably that.
But this one, and I was talking to Doc about it. So I'm like, I had the roofers here, and they brought the dumpster. And I only have the dumpster for a limited time, so I need to gut the bathroom. And it's got this old cast iron tub in it that I can't reuse because of where the faucet is. It's inside the tub, so by new code, it's a...
What's up with that? Pancakes. Can you just dispel the problem or the controversy? At least it is for me, because every time you post one of those, like, I don't know, like unleavened bread freaking pancake walls and I see them, it's disturbing. I can't understand it. I mean, I understand that they're doing that to push the tiles further into the room, but it's like, why?
I don't know. I'm not a tile setter. I don't know why someone would do that.
Makes it easy to set.
No, yeah, well,
so there, it leaves like a quarter inch gap between the tile and the sheetrock, and there's no grout or sealant or anything between the tiles, so decades and decades of moisture was just getting in behind there.
Yeah, they didn't put a freaking wall inside the bathroom. They just used the wall from the opposite side. Is that what's happening?
No, there was sheetrock, but
Maybe they thought it was like that so it would breathe. Like, oh, we'll let air get in there.
You know, the other thing is the sheetrock was infused, just doused with linseed oil. You could just smell it.
Right.
It was brown. It was, and I looked it up because I was curious. And it turns out that linseed oil was a base for paints.
Right. That was before they were boiling it.
Was it? So it was raw linseed?
I think so, because I thought that. Well, and I'm no expert, but I thought one of the reasons that you boiled it is so it dried. I thought it just linseed oil never really dried.
Oh, okay.
You better use.
But I'm definitely talking at a church on that one, because.
So they would use it on plaster and plasterboard and a basin paint. It was pretty interesting. But anyway,
so you have sheetrock in there, so it's been remodeled. Yeah. Relatively recently.
Yes, that was my take as well.
Not the age of the house.
Not relatively recently, because that was like old school sheetrock, like the actual sheetrock brand.
Oh, okay.
And it could be 1960s or 1940. It could be 19.
That's possible. But it's old.
Sheetrock brand, sheetrock. Except no substitutes.
So anyway, this injury is because I was breaking up a cast iron tub with a sledgehammer. And I had on gloves and everything was going all right. And I took a break to check some messages and check in with work and emails and such.
Instagram, Facebook, social media outlets.
And then I just walked back in and without putting my gloves on, just picked up the hammer again and started swinging. And on one of the back swings, I just caught the edge of...
Tile. No. The tile?
Cast iron tub.
Oh, yeah, wow. Dude, that stuff's like glass.
Yeah, man. And it tore it in a big L. It was like a big flap of skin. I could open up the top of my finger and look at all the insides. It was pretty cool.
Did you get a I was going to say rabies shot. Did you get a tetanus shot?
Yeah, I got 3 stitches and a tetanus shot.
Yep.
It's pretty fun.
I was going to ask you guys.
Sounds it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible, dude.
The best part is I got to play drums tomorrow with it, so.
Even better.
Yeah. You can do it.
I have it splinted out with a popsicle stick because I was finding that I was bending my finger and the stitches, I didn't want to pop a stitch, and some of the meat of my finger was like popping out and saying hello.
Ew. Finger meat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, do you guys believe in karma?
Give us an example.
Like, if you do bad stuff, that comes back to bite you in the end.
What if I do good stuff?
Then the general flow of it is that more good stuff occurs. However, I'm asking if you believe in that because there's examples of that not quite working out.
Bales, well, you must have done a lot of bad stuff in 2017.
No, I don't see it like that. Man, it's not like the universe is smiting him.
I've been mowing old people's lawns, fixing shit in their house for free. Take care of all the old people in the neighborhood.
Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe if you do good, you get bad in return. Been going about it all wrong all these years. No, to answer your question, Eli, I don't buy into that.
You don't believe in that. How about, well, Bales, do you believe in that or not?
No.
Doc?
I don't know if I believe in karma so much, but I believe in what you put out, you get back more times than not.
Reap what you sow.
Yeah, more times than not, what you put out, you get back.
Isn't that the same thing as karma?
Isn't karma like a religion or a religious belief? I don't know enough about karma per se, but yeah, you know.
Well, see, I believe that you're saying what you put in, but the way I look at it is this: that if this is how I look at it, if you not necessarily like. There might or might not be a force that if you do good and then it multiplies good and vice versa. I look at it like if you do miserable things to people, the reflection, that outward reflection of doing that actually sticks to you because your mindset is on that level and you're basically compounding negativity. Because there's a psychological factor and all that. So in many ways, if you're miserable, you know, wretch to others, it just basically it's reflecting on you and it compounds it on you and it becomes a, you know, a spiral downhill.
Yeah, I mean it's almost Newtonian. For every action, there is a reaction. So you're how could your input not have something to do with the output?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going electricity. You're going all electrical.
Daytime well, job. Yeah. That's how my brain works, but you know.
Your philosophy stems from electronics.
Yeah, reality.
Are you guys familiar with the YouTube channel Loudwire? It's a website and everything too.
What do they do?
It's all like metal related. Heavy metal.
No.
No, oh, they do some interviews and stuff on there, right?
Right. They have a series I just stumbled on today called Wikipedia Fact or Fiction.
Oh, yeah, with that weird kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Garagom or Grom or whatever the hell's name is.
Yeah, but pretty interesting. They sit people down and read like their Wikipedia page back to them, and they spell the rumors and stuff, and... That was pretty interesting.
Can I hit you guys with? I don't know if you guys are even ready for. You could knock it down if you. Oh, Miller Highlight.
No, I would. I couldn't, I couldn't I can't drink High Life. Makes me
sick. Almost as bad as Michelob Ultra.
You know the Amber Miller or Michelob. The Amber Michelob is really good.
Are you trying to get a sponsorship here? I mean, why are you dropping names?
Can we not make it Michelob? That no. cannot be the sponsor.
No, I already have the sponsorship, and I'm just plugging away within scratch. I'm like making big bucks here. By the way, this beautiful Gibson guitar I just purchased, probably Tibond 2.
Tibond 2, yes. Use condoms and apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, just random. Random. So do we still have whiteboard topics? I'm curious.
Not really.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm more curious about your summer because you've been complaining about it at length. So how bad is it down there? How hot?
Dude, like we described in the private message, we were very descriptive with the private message. It's so hot that if you stuck a piece of cardstock between your cheeks, okay, that would only just about cure the slipperiness of the heat down here. But just for the folks that don't have the creative wherewithal, cardboard, have you ever put a piece of paper and then it sucks up something that you drop, liquid or whatnot? So just imagine
if it was dipped in liquid.
Right. So imagine sliding one between the cheeks and allowing the absorption power to occur, and that would, you know, benefit you.
Yes, this would be a man pond situation. No,
man pond. With the luck I'm having right now, I would end up with a nasty
infection. Paper cut. No, infection. It would get infected.
Oh, man, that would suck.
He gets some weirdo infection from the lavender in the paper. Or there's some. Turns out I'm allergic to the glue and paper. What?
It'd be a paper cut, and then the sweat would just keep stinging.
And get infected. What do you got? Paper cut butt.
The problem with the heat down here is it's got that humidity going, and it's just very brutal, dude. It pounds a human being into the dirt, dude. So it's been horrific, to be honest with you. Like, really, it makes you feel lethargic. It makes you feel moody.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest with you, man. You sitting there without your shirt on, I feel like I'm talking to my grandfather. Like, I would go over to their house after dinner, and he'd be watching the wheel. And I'd be like, Pop, how about putting a shirt on? No, it's hot in here. Come on, Pop. How about putting two shirts on?
You know, it's funny, dude. Growing up in the family, not the side that of my father's side, but they always said, oh, you're part Italian because of your father's side. You're part Italian. And I was like, Italian what? I had no...
What was that sound?
What? That?
Your whole body is making the noise that you do as a kid where you make the armpit farts.
Full body armpit farts.
I can't even do that anymore.
Oh, dude. You're doing it right now.
Oh, no. You need to get it like a towel from the bathroom or something, and like there needs to be a towel rule. Skin on pleather should be illegal.
Okay, what you guys, I love how you see your imaginations are 10 times grosser than reality. And here's why.
You don't have to listen to that noise.
It wasn't my skin rubbing up against the pleather. It was the pleather chair rubbing up against the desk. The edge there. But you guys took it to a disgust. See, I'm trying to get away from the chowder. I'm trying to make this podcast a more respectable place. And
you're never gonna get away from the chowder.
Trying to class up the joint somehow.
Yeah. Trying to step it up a notch with the man queef. Thanks.
Yeah. Scratch playing cards also available on the website. They double as ass crack spacers or whatever. We're
Ryan just got afflicted with a list.
Oh, we got the list. And then after you pull them out of your ass, you can put them in the spokes of your bicycle and ride around, and that's how you dry them off. But
you know what does help, though?
Talcum powder.
Yeah. Talcum powder. See? He knew it. Talcum powder.
I figured in that climate, you ended up making like a pie crust.
Make a roux. You got to add butter. You make a roux.
No, you do have to. At the end of the day, you do have to scoop it out and start fresh. But you can make potter. You can make.
I gotta know, Bales, where does the manqueef come from?
Ask Aloy. God.
What? It comes from the chair rubbing up against the desk.
Man, I tell you what, our podcast should be sponsored by UrbanDictionary.com because I feel like we make 10 entries every podcast.
God. I'm gonna name off some things, and I want you to give me the word or thing that pops up into
word association.
Thank you, Doc. That's what I was looking for.
There you go, buddy.
This could go downhill fast.
Yeah, here we go. Wait. Who's first?
Well, I'm gonna mention it. You could shout. Well, shouting it out isn't. We'll start with Bales, Doc, and Ryan.
Why is it gonna be me first?
Okay, we'll start with Ryan, Doc, and Bales.
Game.
Go.
Belladonna.
Feisty.
Doc.
Nothing comes to mind. I draw the blank. Liar. No.
Okay.
I'm not lying. You said belladonna?
Isn't that a flower?
You say belladonna, I think anthrax.
Yeah. My mom's name is Donna.
Well, this is off to a glorious start, Eloy.
And we're off. Boy, it is charging out of the gate. All right, number two. No. I don't want to argue.
You guys think of it too much, man. I want to
play the game. Let's go.
Let's go with the next one.
Next two.
What's next one?
Okay. Hydroponic.
Mary Jane.
Tomatoes. You guys don't know something about me, but I'm actually an expert gardener.
And I bet you make some awesome sauce or gravy.
Yeah, no, actually, my grandmother called it gravy, so I call it gravy. That's the rule I use. You call it whatever your grandmother called it. That way, when someone tries to argue with me, I'll be like, if it was good enough for her, it's good enough for me.
Like all day cooking Goodfellas gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I could feed you till you explode. I know how.
With the pasta sauce?
Whatever. Mm. Not that. You're gross, sir. You're a foul individual.
That's a heck of a recipe.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about dirty stuff while we're eating. Going back to before though, like I'm good with the wine. I never got to say, like, I like to drink wine. I could drink wine and cook all day.
Really?
Oh yeah, no problem.
I can't say that wine I ever really get drunk, but I get really numb.
Oh, I can get drunk.
Oh, really? Wine hangovers are the worst too.
Oh, they are. Yeah, that's right. They dehydrate the hell.
You got to drink water while you're drinking wine. It's very important to get some water in you. Also, I find that you have to eat salad with vinegar.
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it helps.
I don't like it.
But, like, you know, I'm full of all those old Italian remedies. I think vinegar and olive oil fix everything. It's like, oh, yeah, put some of this in your ear. What? Yeah, put it in your ear. Rub some of this on your face and you'll be fine. They were full of all that crap. All kinds of old lady stuff.
How many of you guys, or tell me if you guys have had your tonsils removed?
I still am rocking my tonsils.
Me as well.
I had mine removed.
Oh, tonsilless Bales.
Yep.
Back in the day, my dad, you know, same thing.
Man, freight train. This is interesting audio. There you go. That was better.
My dad used to have this in the medicine cabinet, this thing for the tonsils, and it was used for all sorts of things, and it was just this one freaking little potion thing with a dropper, and that was used for freaking everything, dude.
Tonsil potion?
I don't even know what the hell.
Bales has got something in his medicine cabinet for your tonsils.
Tonsil potion?
That was too long.
Tonsil potion number 107?
Was it arsenic?
Oh.
Like I don't think he was saying arsenic, the freaking disgusting bastard.
No, was it like some old school 1880s remedy?
Arsenic?
Yeah.
Wait, what? No. What? Hold on, I was writing something down.
What do you think was in that dropper, man?
It could have been like a glycerin mix.
Camphophenique? It was like a numbing agent?
Yeah, some glycerin type potion.
It was probably booze, man. All that stuff was just booze.
Some lignum. Isn't that what they used to down back in the Wild West?
Yeah, in Tombstone, that's what Wyatt Earp's lady was on there.
Yes!
The laudanum? Laudanum.
Laudanum, yeah, that's right.
For my headaches, I take the laudanum.
If there was any time in history that you would like to go, if you had to be born in another time in history, in the past, that you thought was cool, what era would that be?
See, all the cool ones are also dangerous, and I
on awful.
I think I would die immediately.
Yeah. You, well, you think you'd like to be alive in the 50s when cigarettes were still good for you, but that means that you had to like go through like probably at least one world war, if not two, and a depression. Like, shit wasn't good before then, so that's not optimum. Like, there are periods in history you'd like to ride for a little while, but I don't think you get to, like, yeah, that's hard.
You want to be like Quantum Leap, Doc. You just want to
travel. Well, I'm not saying, no. I'm just saying it's really hard to pick because with every good period, like you ride,
yeah,
there's never without the drawbacks.
Because I think to myself, oh, Wild West, that'd be sweet. But hey, oh, I'd probably die of dysentery or get shot over a BI.
You have died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
Wouldn't the 60s have been a good one? There wasn't a whole lot going on in the 60s except the experimenting and all the psychedelics and stuff, was there?
Civil rights movement. There was stuff going on. There's, you know.
I don't know about a period. Maybe an event. Imagine if we could travel back to see what really happened in Roswell, Eloy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick that one, though.
What? You made the skin come off the pleather. Dang, Bales. Yeah.
I wouldn't pick that one, though.
The Kennedy assassination? Maybe be a fly on the wall for that?
No, I would, because we already know who did it.
You want to be in the stall next to Elvis when he shits himself and dies?
No, that's wrong, dude. You're that's wrong. Yeah, don't.
Ah, like the good old days. We're back to Bales and Eloy disagreeing.
There we go. You guys. Back to the Bert and Ernie routine.
Yeah, did you see him drink that? Drink that soda again. Watch Bales. He's forced to do the freaking upper sect pinky.
Yeah.
Pinky's out for Bales, folks. Hashtag pinky's out for Bales.
Back to our forefathers. Shout out to Jimmy Page.
Shout out to JP.
You know what? Thinking about it now, in reality, there's no better time than now. I mean, can you imagine back then all the cool stuff? Fine, but to be honest with you, we've got internet, dude. That's like the baddest thing that's ever happened.
Really?
Yes, like really, we've got internet, dude.
Put down your smartphone and pick a point in time that you'd like to go back to.
My parents' age, they rode a pretty good train.
Are we going back there now at this age or at another age of our choosing?
No, you can pick any time in history.
I was thinking like Marty McFly-ish. What, imagine if Doc went back in time and partied with his parents?
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't have been partying with my mom because she's no fun.
Are you sure? Maybe she was.
No, I'm positive. I've got it on authority. No, see, I'm from a small town, and you know how, like, if she did something, I would know about it.
Yeah, you can't know that, Doc. You can't know that because back in the day, look what happened to Marty.
Maybe she settled down once she had kids.
See, that's the whole thing.
I highly doubt it.
You think you know, but we really don't know, dude. We don't know how our folks were.
See,
they
I
can tell you.
I pictured my mother as a goody two shoes as well, but she was knocking boots with my dad in cornfields.
And the older I get, the more stories my dad tells me about when he was growing up. I'm just like, no, you didn't.
Let's hear one.
Oh, just the stupidity teenage years. Remember him telling me that they were driving home once. His older brother was driving the cargo van drunk, and he had his head hung out the sliding door, watching the white line on the side of the road to make sure he didn't go off the road. Hanging out of the edge of the van. Yeah. Like, wow. And you said I did a lot of stupid things when I was a teenager.
Wow.
I didn't do that.
Do you got a Papa Doc story?
Papa Doc. My grandfather had a million stories. He told me one time he drove home with the driver's door open and he had a Zippo out and he was using that to find the yellow line.
Jesus. How fast is he driving?
Slow.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pop John was one of those guys that would tell you he had a story for everything. He was quick like that.
Old people's stories are great.
See, my dad
always acted goody two shoes. Like, you know, he didn't raise hell, so I shouldn't raise hell. But my grandfather told me a few stories. And one of them was, for some reason, my father thought it'd be a good idea to take a big cattle syringe, like the huge needle.
Farm stuff.
Yeah. And inject the priest's watermelons with vodka.
Oh, that's a good thing. He helped the priest.
That's a good prank.
Because the priest came out mid-injection and filled his ass full of buckshot.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. I mean, shoot, no pun intended. Damn.
Shot. Oh, wait, were these a field? Were these watermelons still a field?
They were in his garden.
Oh, yeah, a field. They were still in the field. So, yeah. All right, I would have shot him, too.
But imagine.
Don't mess with my melons.
The preacher getting drunk on watermelons.
Did you do anything like that when you were around that age? Anything where you were pulling pranks on the neighbors or getting into mischief?
We used to wind ketchup packets up really, really tight and then toss them in front of moving cars so they'd explode.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of sucks. I feel bad now. But that's not as bad as those kids throwing rocks off overpasses. That's just...
Oh, man, that's...
I was responsible for building a potato gun with another kid when I was in college, my freshman year of college, that if we would have built today, for sure, I would be in jail. Oh, for sure.
I'm going down memory lane because it was making me think of kids I hung around with when I was younger. We had this big hill. It was like a construction site hill, and we always called it Devil's Hill. And we'd like ride our bikes down it and ramp at the end and stuff. And when we were up there one day, we found a black garbage bag full of porn mags and dildos and all kinds of other sexual contraband. And we thought it was the coolest thing.
I don't think contraband's the right word.
Paraphernalia?
What's the word? There you go.
Treasure?
That's what I was going for. Paraphernalia. Yeah,
paraphernalia.
Who took the dildo?
Anyway, we found it and we were like, oh, this is awesome. And it was me and just two other guys that knew about it. So we thought it was cool. We had this porn stash hid back in the woods up on this hill. And so we came back the next day and it was gone. And we were the only ones that knew about it. And we found it like 2 or 3 weeks later under my friend's bed. He had took it all home. All of it. It was all dirty and
Wait, dirty before he took it or after?
Before. Like, we didn't touch anything in it. We were just like looking in it like, oh, look at all this stuff. And
do you think it was someone's stash or they were getting rid of evidence?
Looking back on it now, getting rid of evidence probably. But this is the same guy, and I'm sure he don't listen to this or anything, and I don't even talk to him anymore. But this this is the grossest thing ever, man. I don't know if I should tell this.
Oh no. I'm now interested with my whole face.
Well, I might think about this afterward and have you cut it out. But anyway,
all right.
When we found the garbage bag under his bed, we also found a milk jug.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Eli, no, do you know what I'm going to say?
You I knew what you were going to say once you said milk.
But yeah, this kid used to jerk off into a milk jug and save it.
Was he trying to clone himself?
But I'm not even kidding. I don't know how long it was under there. I don't know any information about this. But I know, you know how big around a milk jug is.
No,
I'm not even kidding.
No,
it had to have been
a gallon jug.
A gallon jug.
How do you think they make Mod Podge out of it?
How full is it?
At least 3 or 4 inches deep. Yes.
It's a lot of DNA.
But I love it because, like, when we're around town or something, and Amy will be, and Amy, because Amy knows the story, she doesn't know the guy, but I'll be like, that's the guy. The milk jug under his bed.
Was it mixed up or was it like layers, like shale?
I don't know.
You want to know?
I didn't shake composition.
Is that what you're trying to picture, that breakdown composition? What's going to happen after?
Did you guys call him milk jug from that point forward? Ultimately, that is the foulest thing I've ever heard. Yes. In my life.
What if it was just a milk jug?
No, he told us what it was.
Oh, he was proud of himself.
No. We pulled it out because we were getting something under his head. What's this? And he's like, I jerk off into that. Like, why would
you? Oh.
What was he going to do with it?
I don't know.
What?
It's just one of those things where he told us and you're just like, all right, no more questions.
Did you guys tell him anything? Like, dude, what's wrong with you or anything?
No. That was awkward.
Did you shake his hand when you left the house?
Touch his hand when I left the house.
You shake your friend's hands before you leave.
I got nothing.
Don't ever shake your friend's hands.
Mm. Well, that's a pretty crazy story, dude.
You know, that milk jug reminds me of a girl I knew in high school.
What?
I was just trying to think of a segue. That was all I could come up with.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
I got nothing. I don't even see, know where to go from there.
And now that's always been locked in my head, so now you guys have that story locked in your head. Yep.
Wow.
The part that he wasn't even trying to nonchalant about it. He's like, yeah, this is my spittoon.
I mean, what recourse do you really have? My mother left it there.
Right.
What are you going to say?
It's just... ew. That's a rough one, man.
Oh, man.
Glad I don't drink milk.
So, but what if in the comments after we post this episode, if we have like 10 or 15 people ring in or chime in the chat or the comments and say,
No.
That's a common thing out here in Illinois.
No, you know what? This is not the conversation I want to start or be a part of. Like, you want to take a picture of yourself drinking a beer in the shower, docs for it.
Yeah.
You want to start telling me where your receptacle was? I don't want to know. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That kid got confused about the milk gallon challenge, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go from there.
Well, it's easy. Just pick anything.
Dirty, dirty, dirt.
you really were going to clutch your pearls on that one, weren't you?
Man, my gut hurts from that.
I wanted to mention this from the beginning, but I wasn't sure. I'm just going to ask it, and you guys, whatever, okay? There are people now saying that the Earth is flat.
Now?
Uh-huh. So?
Have you guys heard of that? The flat Earth people?
Flat Earthers, yep.
I know that they exist. I don't really give them any credence.
Why don't you give them any credence?
Because I don't care.
But what if the Earth is flat?
Because he's been in a plane and he's
okay. What if it is? What does that change for me right now today?
Well, everything.
How?
Dude, if the Earth was flat,
okay, I would still have to get up and go to work.
Yeah, but
on the flat Earth.
No, that's not true. I think your HR policy says that you get the day off.
No, there's no like flat Earth. Like, you figured it out. Flat Earth.
Flat Earth Day.
Good for you, kid. All right. But no, seriously, like, how does that affect? I'm honest question.
Yeah.
How does that affect me?
If the Earth, because, okay, so I've looked into all, I love looking into all the conspiracy things. And what they're saying is that the Earth is actually not a sphere.
Okay.
And they say that the Earth is actually flat and it's surrounded Antarctica. As opposed to the way you guys think of Antarctica, it's actually surrounding the planet, whatever that means, because at this point, you know, with the flatter, but it surrounds the planet, and it's like a disc of sorts floating in space.
So it's
and
a flat,
the
it's
walls a flat of Antarctica, what?
It's a flat disc.
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is, yeah. Is it slightly concave, and that's how the water doesn't fall off?
Okay.
Antarctica, what they say is that Antarctica, there's a wall like of ice. It's like, and in fact, Antarctica is like really tall with ice and whatnot, but it surrounds the disc, and then the water remains in it. So okay. it there's nowhere for it to go.
So flat Earth, but then spherical sun, spherical moon, spherical Mars, spherical Jupiter, but definitely flat Earth.
They've actually have answers for that.
Okay. Do you know what it is? This is we have a flat earther on the show.
They're flat discs too.
Oh, but we never see them from the flat side.
Yep.
No, no, no.
Somehow.
No, that's not the thing that they say. They say that it may be actually, what is it? They argue that, well, sure, you look up and you see all these round objects. Therefore, what we're sitting in is round too. Well, no, what they argue is that the sun is actually going around that disk, and like the same process during what is it when winter it gets closer to the center, and then in summer. Or something. How does that work? I don't know. But so, it does a sort of circling of it. And if you can flatten it, the Earth, as opposed to it being round, and you flatten it, and you allow the sun to do that it does in the sky, you can actually end up at the same result of what we see here with these people.
So they're saying the sun goes around the Earth.
Okay. Yes. But again, why?
Well, their argument about the why is that... the Earth, originally people thought it was flat, and then we had like rocket ships and stuff and all the stuff we know. But anyways, their whole argument is that they say that a flat Earth screws up the whole thing, that we are just one little insignificant sort of happenstance in the universe. Around Earth says that we're just, but if it's a flat Earth, it means that it basically reveals the possibility of, in your face, a creator. So it goes into like the whole religious thing. So that's what they argue.
What about the pictures of the round Earth from the moon?
Those those are all digital paintings.
Again, how does that affect anything?
It affects everything if their argument is that if it's flat, it's not round, because there's a whole thing where...
Right, but are groceries free?
Oh, you mean your moment-to-moment
necessity? What is the actual...
No, we're talking about... Their argument is not that, oh, can I get, you know, cigarettes half price off? Their argument is a little bit more, like, expanded to say that, hey, that means that this is created. This is not, we don't live in a just happenstance, big bang explosion that occurred, and we've randomly been created or evolved or whatnot. So it's sort of that type of an argument that they have. And a lot of people, I mean, I ran into it and I was watching back. They have people going to lakes and measuring like curvature, and like, dude, it goes crazy, dude. It goes crazy, crazy, crazy. A lot of fun to watch.
Do anything else with your time. Learn to cook. Learn to knit. Anything.
I love the looking into the conspiracy theories. All of it.
I like conspiracy theories too, but I like ones that like there's a benefit to. I just don't see the benefit of.
I just gave it to you though. I don't.
I want to know what the conspiracy theory is that has benefits.
If Bigfoot really existed, if Bigfoot really existed, he could be an evolutionary link.
Right, aliens. If they that would be wicked cool. Those are the benefits. I mean, like, you know, something cool or some technology or like, you know.
Probably no benefit with Loch Ness Monster.
No, but you're discarding the flat Earth thing as on the basis of benefit, but
I'm not. I'm just.
Okay. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, if it's true, one benefit is like, let's say if it's true within their world of flat Earth, if it's true, that means that now you know.
Literally nothing would change.
Everything would change.
Nothing would change.
Everything would change.
What?
I was waiting for you to ask. Their argument is that if all of a sudden we're not a ball floating in space and we're a flat plane that's surrounded by like this wall that water can't spill out of and whatnot, all of a sudden that's an indication of God. This is their argument.
But it doesn't change anything in day-to-day life. The sky's still blue, grass is still green.
No, but
who's God?
But aliens don't change the fact that the sky is blue and the grass is green either. So if you're going to argue that, what I'm saying is that there's a whole movement of people that believe that the Earth is flat, dude.
Right. I'm saying, what was the big push if we have a flat Earth to make sure that we didn't think there was one? Like, is it Big Globe pushing their agenda on us?
Yeah, no, I see that. That's good. That's like,
that's what I'm saying. What's the benefit? What's the benefit of
So back when they thought the Earth was flat, like how we refer to flat earthers, what did they call the people that thought the Earth was round?
Rounders.
Heretics.
Roundies.
They were silly rounders.
They were heretics, and they were ostracized, and even like the church would persecute them because they thought that the Earth was round. That was asking for jail time back then.
Earthiness.
Yeah. It's a big deal because of that, because they were questioning.
All right. So it goes to religious things.
That's
the benefits are proof of God. And
well, that means a lot.
I'm not saying it's not a big thing. If that's your story, I'm just talking, you know.
Dude, it's the equivalent of if an alien came down.
Go Friday.
It's the equivalent of an alien came down. Because nobody likes to really, I mean, look, you know, why are we here is the ultimate question that never gets answered because nobody can answer it because nobody's ever gone and come back, right? But it's like the biggest thing. And all these conspiracy things have an element, this element of mystery and of if I just find out the next thing over the horizon, if I can uncover the next, you know, secret, you know, it's sort of like that Indiana Jones thing. No matter how ridiculous it might sound, right? There's that element of discovery and getting closer to knowing, like finally putting this problem to rest. And they all have an element of that. And that's why it's very enticing to people, you know? So that's just one of the many. And I just wanted to see what you guys thought. Doc's not having it. Bales is totally quiet. Ryan's a little bit intrigued.
No, I'm not.
I think he believes in flat Earth.
Of course.
I just, like I said, okay. The Earth is flat, man. Cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
It changes
for me,
Doc.
It changes. I'm talking on the daily, dude. How does that change everything for me? I told you, I still have to wake up.
Why is that the goal that one has to meet for you to be impressed? That
because I'm really freaking selfish, man. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? It's just that's how I think about my life. How does this affect me and my family? This does not. Okay, then step two. What are we going to do about it?
It would be a big deal. Number one,
it would be something that I would have to discuss with my sons.
Well,
and we would have to come up with our stance on it. But
well, yes, that's fine. But there's also the issue of world all around the world governments have
which is the other thing. We can't do anything. As we can't get along for 2 seconds First of all, anything as a people, and we're gonna all of us we're on one page. No one's ever gonna blow the whistle on the flat Earth thing.
You just screwed up because you're sitting here touting flat Earth, and you just said all around the world.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Around the perimeter, of the disc.
Okay, look, I don't know about you guys, but
at the end of the shaft,
it's very easy for me to put out.
Yeah.
Get a couple beers in him, and it's very easy for him to put out. It's
already got the shirt off.
Yeah, he's halfway there. Make that noise, kid.
I'm halfway there, dude. It's easy for me to put a let me see how can I say this without triggering Bales to it's easy for me to, I can't even use the word put. It's easy for me to place an idea that I don't necessarily agree to or believe, but I can entertain because I like to explore. I shouldn't use the word explore either.
Yeah, you do.
Here we go.
I'm not saying that.
Sitting here topless on a webcam saying, "Hey fella, I like to explore."
Okay, it's like you guys with the whole your restaurant that you invented called Dangles. Like you guys brought that from somewhere deep in your dark minds. I was if people go back and listen to that episode, they'll know that I was fighting against it. And yet
says the guy that was trying to design the menu.
I just added the milkshakes.
And the Chip and Dale stripper on the menu cover.
Oh man. But yeah, I'm not saying that I'm a flat earth. I'm not saying that or a reptilian believer. I'm just saying that these are things that I see and like, and you know, I can entertain, dude.
Right.
I don't mind. I'll entertain. Maybe I shouldn't use the word entertain, but.
Right. But every government around the world forever and ever and ever and ever, no one's ever been like, you know what, man, I'm tired of you guys. I'm going to blow the whistle on the flat earth thing. Somehow they've always gotten along.
This is a taxation. Okay, so it's like, okay, everything. So this is a taxation thing too, dude. If you got money coming in, you know, and it's a good deal, you know, then they keep going.
They are really grabbing for answers here. Grabbing.
No. You can't. So I'm saying flat earth.
Hey, man, if like, they came out with evidence that the earth was flat on Monday, I'd be like, oh, cool. All right, great. Earth is flat. All right. What's for lunch?
But this, yes.
It changes everything, but at the same time, it changes nothing.
But no, but I detect a little bit of resistance and pushback because the topic seems like we can talk about. So why is that? Is there something else besides? So just saying that about flat Earth, is that something like triggering or like, tell me, talk to me.
Triggering.
Yeah. Talk to me.
I don't understand what you're trying to ask me, doctor.
Well, yeah. So, like, you're very opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's just a question out there, but you're like, right.
You're trying to create conflict when there's no conflict.
I question things. That's what I do. I don't care either way, really. I have no dog in the flat Earth, round Earth fight. I don't. It doesn't bother me either way. It's one of those things. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of history and stuff that's wrong that we've gotten wrong or things that were.
You wouldn't be shocked. You're sitting here and saying, so you'd be going over to like the burger joint and then on the news and it says,
yeah, I'd be excited. I'd be like, guys, guess what? The world, it's shaped just like this burger. That's why the burger is the perfect food.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Okay. I'm going to have to find a way in here.
Yeah. Come on.
Do you think everybody around the world would react like you?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
No.
How do you think they would react? They'd be like,
results may vary user to user.
But most people would be, holy crap, what? Wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, a lot of people like to flip out for no reason. And a lot of people,
come on.
No, what do you mean, no?
Come on. If they said that the earth was freaking flat.
Right. And so big globe screwed. Okay. The map people. All of a sudden, they got it right.
Yeah. Well,
but that's all I got. At the same time, like, things don't fit together flat.
See, I knew that if I work at it little by little, you'll be sucked in because you keep it's such a shocking thing to.
It's not a shocking thing. I'm just coming up with the questions. I'm approaching you the same way I would approach someone that was a flat earther. I'm not dismissing it at all.
I'm just saying
things are very possible. Like I said, a lot of history is probably wrong, and you're kind of a jerk, in my opinion, if you don't at least come at these things with a semi-open mind. But at the same time, there's a lot of big holes to me. I've voiced some of them. You got anything else there, buddy?
Well, I'm not the representative, or
neither am I for the skeptic.
So you believe, right, Bales?
No.
Okay. That's all I got. Well, you guys bring up a subject. Come on.
Well, I already brought up my subject for the day. I'm good.
Oh. What? Daily subject for the day. The milk jug. That is disgusting. By the way, I almost forgot. Let's never.
Actually, we're more of a milk jug podcast than we are a flat earth podcast. It's closer to talk about milk jugs than conspiracies.
Mm. Full body chill.
I wonder if his mom ever found it.
Oh my goodness.
I wonder how that conversation went down.
There's no conversation. Mom threw it out.
Scratched.
Oh, all right. There's one on here. It was, what would it be if we started a GoFundMe or a charity? What would it be for?
Flat Earth Society.
Flat Earthers.
A new globe.
One globe to rule them all.
Just flat.
Yeah, but honestly, that's really what everybody forever has just bought into that. Around like every person that was the president of every country when they were handed the briefcase or whatever with all their country's secrets in it, it was like, okay, we got to have the globe meeting now.
Okay, here's the thing about all that.
Is there like one group of people that pushed the roundest agenda?
How do you think the president handoff actually goes down? Because I've thought about this before.
That's a good topic.
And it's like,
there is none. They sit there
think like Doc. Yeah, he comes in. It's a bunch of dudes in suits, and they're like, "All right, so it was cute that you promised the Americans all that stuff, but here's what's really up. We're in charge, and you're our puppet." But do they actually like show them the aliens and tell them what the cool shit like Eloy thinks they do?
No, they no. No, you're on press tour.
No, government is, if you look at it, it's a lot of people, and there's funding, and then there's secret ops, and funding goes here, and money gets, you know, shifted over there under the guise of that, oh, we're government and we're working on this project, and then underground tunnels and whatever the hell, and there's a million things, right? And so the president has that role to play where he's the executive, but you have all these tentacles in every direction, and although he may have access to it, they grab him and they say, okay, like, we're the FBI and we're the CIA and we're the this and that, and this is what you need to know now. And he could probably access, but there's so much freaking information out there hidden in those file cabinets, you know, that he can't. He's dealing with whatever bullshit. So if he was a conspiracy guy that came in, he could go and dig out and find the alien situation, and we could all know, you know. But I don't think any of these people are like, they're not interested in letting us know about the aliens, the flat earth, the reptilians, none of that.
So it's nothing cool like Independence Day where he gets to go in the bunker and see that aliens really exist.
I don't think so, dude. Or maybe
he has dinner with President, you know, the press secretary Bigfoot.
Yeah, but it's an Independence Day that happened. That wasn't like he was sworn in and it's like, okay, let's go see the aliens now.
Yeah, it was like, we're really screwed, so we better let you in on this.
Yeah, now. I'm sure they don't tell you Jack, Jiminy, nothing.
All I could picture is like, I can't think of the movie, but where they pry the guy's eyelids open.
Clockwork Orange.
And then run like all the video in front of him. Maybe that's how they do it. They just run like the last 70 years of video.
That's crazy, dude. I don't know, man. What if, see, I'm going to say it again. and you guys aren't going to like it. But this all leads back to one thing, and that's the movie They Live.
Oh, God. Okay, how so?
Because what if all of government is being run by entities, maybe aliens, and we can't understand it, see them, don't believe it, we get ridiculed, and they're there manipulating, and then the normal humans are the slaves, and we don't even know it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, there's something to that.
Wait, what?
You said, what if? So you want you want us to answer.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
My answer is that we don't freaking know, dude.
No. What if it's true? What if it's
true? We have to knock their ass out, man. We're the human race. I'm down with the humans, not the aliens. Screw that jazz. We're going to freaking bring those aliens down to their... Who the hell do they think they are?
But what if aliens were the first ones here?
Going to cut a promo on the aliens?
If they were the first ones here, we're still human, and we're going to have to stick... I mean, don't be a traitor to the... We have to do it, dude. We have to bring their asses down.
Why?
You know what? By asking so many questions, I'm starting to realize, and the only one that I don't think that is a reptilian on this podcast is Doc, but Bales, he's a reptilian, and you, Ryan, are starting to really.
You're starting to grow scales.
Clarify.
Maybe I'm just a reptilian sympathizer.
You're either with the humans,
reptilians, and the men who love them. Mm. On the next Scratched.
You know. I'm starting to wonder now, with all these movies that are being remade, no one has even suggested rebooting They Live. And why is that?
Oh, I'm sure someone has.
Because they don't want to call attention to the agenda.
There you go.
And the Piper is dead.
They wouldn't use Piper. They'd use someone new.
No, they need the Piper.
Eloy would write the screenplay, and it'd probably be starring like John Leguizamo or whatever the hell his name is.
Maybe you can star in it. Starring and directing.
I'm officially going to remove Bales from the reptilian.
He's on the good guy team.
So now we just have Ryan.
Ryan, sympathizer.
Now we just have Ryan. Because Bales just cleared it up. Bales is officially human.
Oh, human.
But Ryan, with his doubting and his questioning.
Doubting Ryan.
Is a problem.
How so?
See? I told you.
You got me.
Reptilian.
He's vaping because the reptiles can't breathe normal oxygen.
It's true.
Eloy, I think you need to get on this reboot.
You could star in it.
Mm-hmm. No one can do it like the Piper, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Respect to the Piper.
I mean, he really kicked butt in that movie. Ryan,
what would your line be if you redid it?
I came here to eat chowder. And kick ass, and I'm almost out of chowder.
I'm almost out of chowder.
No, it'd be what's in that milk jug?